Hello.
Hi, you conducting a survey to help us better understand what's most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of our answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey, okay?
Sure.
So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Somewhat. What's I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm somewhat satisfied, yes.
Okay, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you.
Right.
The first one is student loan debt. On a scale of 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
8.
Thank you. Jobs and wages on a scale of 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
That's a 10.
Okay, thank you. Crime and violence?
It's going down to 4.
Okay,
4.
Thank you. Thank you. Abortion rights on a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
9.
Thank you. K-12 education.
That is very, that's a 10.
Thank you. Housing rights, on a scale from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Climate change, on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Democracy.
10.
Thank you. Racism and discrimination?
I'll say 9.
Thank you. Voting rights?
That's a 10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform?
9.
Thank you. Healthcare?
10.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
3.
Thank you. And immigration?
3.
Good. Thank you. Right. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and the local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote? So on a scale from 0 to 10?
Yes, 10.
Sorry, thank you. May I ask, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay, thank you. What is your year of birth?
1952.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, MD, DDS, JD, and doctorate.
Okay. Master's.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. So on a scale from 0 to 10, how would you vote?
5.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has the power to make change on issues that matter to their community. So on a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
Okay. I don't really totally understand the question, but I'll go with 8.
Okay. All right, so please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you
right.
have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is the Republican Party on a scale from 0 to 10 or never heard of, and 5 means neutral.
And 0.
Okay, never heard of?
No. On a scale of 0 to 10, it's a 0, which means, what, is 0 the lowest number or is 1?
0 is very cold and unfavorable.
Yeah, it's a 0.
Okay, thank you. The Democratic Party?
7.
Okay, thank you. Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
0.
Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris?
9.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden?
8.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Tim Walz?
I'd say 8.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, I do not plan to vote.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic.
Thank you. Or for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other did not vote for president.
Okay, no, Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference? Voting makes a small difference. Voting makes a moderate difference. Voting makes a big difference.
A big difference.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top 3 reasons that apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, I don't trust the candidates or political parties. I don't feel informed enough about the issues. the system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. I am not interested in politics. Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. Other. Please specify.
Okay. Can you... Okay. There were a number that were in my mind as positive and another, you know, the rest were negative. How am I supposed to answer this? Because I can't remember more than a couple items in a row.
Okay, three reasons. That please fill out the top three reasons that apply to
you.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I don't trust the candidates for political parties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel informed enough about the issues.
Mm-hmm.
The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us.
Okay.
I am not interested in politics. Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. Other, please specify.
Okay, the next to last one about others controlling what gets passed. Mm-hmm. Two before that, which was, what's not the one immediately before that, but the one that, you know, two items before that.
Okay, so I am not interested in politics. The
system is
working exactly.
Oh. Yeah, it is working exactly as it is designed. That's one of the top three, and then the first one.
I don't trust the candidates or political parties.
At least some.
Okay, thank you. So the answers I have, I don't trust the candidates or political parties. The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Thank you. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Mm-hmm. Most people will take advantage of you if you let them. Do you strongly agree? Do you agree? Neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
All right, let's go with agree.
Okay,
yeah, agree.
I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote would make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. If there were more trustworthy candidates who understood Black issues, if Black communities united around a common cause, if I could have open, judgment-free conversations with Black people like me about important issues before voting, if politicians kept their promises to Black communities, if there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics.
Actually, the last three.
The last three? Okay.
Correct.
If I could have open, judgment-free conversations with Black people like me about important issues before voting, if politicians kept their promises to Black communities, if there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics.
Oh, okay. Not the very first one. So, yeah, it wasn't that. I'm sorry.
Okay. These are the last three.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you have believed that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means The policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, because we made our voices heard, we declared our power and shaped our city's future. In our first budget, Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker has allocated $6.3 billion to keep city improvements. The budget includes funding for more police officers, enhancements to the streets department, increased funding for SEPTA and neighborhood cleanings. This budget outlines her goal to make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, and greenest big city in the nation. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
I don't know a lot I don't know a lot about her, but from what I've heard, I really like what she's doing. So I don't, is there a general kind of overall one? Because I don't, I really don't know enough to pick which specific, you know, issue to kind of jump on.
Okay. So 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. 5 means you're not sure. And 0 means the policy would not motivate you at all.
I would say 10.
Okay. Thank you. Because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and choke holds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve. On a scale from 0 to 10, which number would you pick?
If 10 is super strongly agree, yes, it is. Okay, then 10.
Thank you. Because Black Pennsylvanians voted for the right elected officials, a bill in the Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that will give $526 million in grants to schools in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure that schools in areas with lower property values get the funds they need. Our votes are making our communities. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
10.
Thank you. Because we demanded change, we declared our power and made a difference. In March of this year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set a new rule to reduce credit card late fees from $32 to $8. These junk fees, as they have been called, will save American consumers $10 billion annually. Our voters are keeping more money in our pockets. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
10.
Thank you. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm not going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now.
Okay.
All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
Okay, I'm going to say 9. I don't know if I have no idea what I said before, but.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to their community. Yeah. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
6.
I'm sorry?
6, sorry.
Good, thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference? Does voting make a small difference? Does voting make a moderate difference? Does voting make a big difference?
A big difference.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
A 10.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I think I'm straight, if I remember the categories right.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay, thank you. We're almost there. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I am registered.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat. I'm going to give one more chance.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Values, yes, but the party itself. Oh, yeah, let's go with the values. So, very strong.
Thank you. We're at 90%. We're almost there. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, other, please specify.
I'm retired.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$110,000, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. What is your present religion, if any? Protestant, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Eastern or Greek Orthodox, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, atheist, agnostic, nothing in particular, something else.
Let's say Jewish. I mean, that's the answer.
Okay, thank you. All right, so aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, never.
Never.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and have yourself a really great day.
Okay, now, excuse me, 1 second. I did surveying, doing cancer research. One, first, the election is not far off. It's scaringly close. So you should maybe change that. Just kind of noting that, no, it's not way off anymore. And there was something else, but now I don't remember what it is. But thank you very much. And that's why I'm so patient with surveys, because we did that for years and years and years. So thank you very much.
Boy, thank you so much for your time, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.